This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And first today, the latest on the murder of two doctors in South Boston on Friday. This afternoon, the suspect, 30-year-old Bompumin Teixeira of Chelsea, was arraigned at his hospital bed.
Count one, charge of murder, with the alleged victim being Richard Field. Count two, the crime of murder, the alleged victim being Lena Balanos. A plea of not guilty has entered on your behalf on both counts.
Teixeira pleaded not guilty. The victims were engaged to be married. They were killed in their South Boston condominium on Friday night. And so now joining us with the latest, WBUR's David Boeri. He was at Tufts Medical Center for the arraignment. Hi there, David.
Hi, Meghna.
Okay, so first of all, what did we learn at the arraignment?
A couple of things that came out in the arraignment. It lasted only about 10 minutes or so. One was a suggestion, a strong implication that the motive of the crime involved robbery. When police went to the apartment, they found keys outside the apartment. Those keys let them into the apartment. It was dark. After the firefight that ended with the suspect being shot in the left hand, the leg, and the abdomen, they took note. He was wearing black gloves, and as the prosecutor told the court, in a very remarkably conspicuous place close to the door was a backpack. The backpack was filled with jewelry, presumably, said the prosecutor, that belonged to the victim, Lena Balanos.
So, David, let me jump in here. The firefight you're referencing was the one that occurred between the suspect and law enforcement officers as they responded to calls
right,
to the condominium.
Yes, the only one there was. Correct. After the firefight, the room was dark. After the firefight, they went inside the room. They saw that backpack, but more grimly, they found the two victims. The cause of death, the specifics were not given, but we were told that the victims' hands were tied. They were victims of obvious trauma, and their bodies were not viable.
Well, we've got some tape here of Suffolk Assistant District Attorney John Pappas.
Just inside the apartment door, Your Honor, the black backpack was located in a remarkably conspicuous area. I would describe it as that. Inside of that backpack, Your Honor, was filled with jewelry, presumably belonging to Ms. Balanos.
Now, David, is the suspect, was any bail posted? Was he even given the chance to post bail?
He is being held without bail, a ruling that was not contested by his attorney. He spent 10 minutes. His eyes were closed those 10 minutes, but we know that he was conscious. He said thank you at the end. But he will be back on June 8th for a probable cause hearing, but will be held without bail.
That's WBUR reporter David Boeri speaking to us from Tufts Medical Center for the arraignment of Bompumin Teixeira in the shooting, suspected shooting of two Boston doctors on Friday. David, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, let's turn now to Evan Allen, reporter for the Boston Globe, who's also been reporting on this story. Evan, it's good to have you back on the show.
Hi, good to be here.
So tell us, remind us, what more do we know about what happened on Friday night when these two physicians were murdered in their home?
Sure. So Dr. Richard Field was actually able to send a final text message, a plea for help to a friend of his, which ultimately summoned police. But, you know, as you heard, when police arrived, it was too late. They engaged in this firefight. When they subdued Teixeira, they not only found the backpack full of jewelry, but they found a very horrific scene inside this 11th floor apartment. The victims, we've been told, have had their throats slit. Their hands were bound, and there was a message of retribution written on the wall of the apartment, and pictures of the victims had been cut up.
And so were your sources able to give you more detail on what that message of retribution might have been?
We don't have anything beyond that it was a message of retribution.
Okay. And what more have you learned, or have we been able to learn about Teixeira and his history?
Sure. So his only contact with the criminal justice system that officials have been able to find is this 2016 arrest for two bank robberies. They actually picked him up only suspecting him of the 2016 bank robbery in Boston, and he confessed to having robbed the same bank in 2014. So he has two larceny convictions on his record. He served about 9 months and got out last month, at least that's what he told his ex-girlfriend. We did speak with his ex-girlfriend, who was shocked by what she'd learned. She hadn't heard anything about it until a reporter showed up on her doorstep. She had described Texera as charming and good with her 9-year-old son. She said she never saw him drink, smoke, or use drugs, and that he was always very well dressed. But she did say that he was very isolated. He didn't seem to have any contact with his family. He didn't seem to have many friends. He wasn't on social media. He told her that he'd been raised in Cape Verde by an aunt, and he'd moved to the Boston area when he was in his 20s and had a falling out with the aunt and then lived in shelters. He also got in touch with her just a couple weeks ago after he was released from the House of Correction for the two larcenies. And by that point, they'd been broken up for more than a year. But when he got back in touch with her, she shared some text messages sent April 22nd and said they also had a long conversation. He told her that he wasn't a good person.
Right.
He said that that he didn't steal from people, he stole from banks. And he said that he would never hurt anyone. But he also said that he didn't plan to live long, and this was probably the last time they'd speak. But he denied being suicidal.
Wow. Well, Evan, obviously there's still so much that we don't know. But there's one question which you know, you've been raising in your reporting here, and that is how the suspect even managed to enter this building and get all the way to the 11th floor to the home of these two physicians, because the building supposedly had good security.
Sure. So, you know, it would be pure speculation for me to guess how he was able to get up there. One thing we do know, however, from court documents is that he listed, when he was arrested in 2016, he listed as his employer, Palladian Services, and court documents reflect that he was actually a security guard at the same complex that 141 Dorchester Avenue is part of. It's a complex that contains several buildings. But the building in which the two victims lived is one of them.
I see.
Palladian Services no longer provides security for that building, but it looks like he had worked for the company that did provide security for that building.
Well, Evan, obviously this murder, this double murder, the double homicide is sending shockwaves through the medical community in Greater Boston. Just in a couple of seconds here, I mean, what more do we know about these physicians who were killed?
They were beloved. You know, Dr. Richard Field's patients described him praying with them, holding their hands, and always suggesting alternative approaches to drugs to try to get them out of any pain they were in. And for Dr. Bolaños, she was a pediatric anesthesiologist at Mass Eye and Ear, and she used to sing to her young patients. They were children. And she convinced all of her colleagues to take salsa lessons together. So she was just described as a very warm and lovely person as well.
Well, that's Evan Allen, reporter for the Boston Globe, bringing us up to speed on what we know both about the suspect and the victims in this double homicide that happened in Boston on Friday. Evan, thank you so much.
Thank you.